and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, Twice as Nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Do you wake up every morning stiff and sore? Do your back, shoulders, or legs ache with pain? Are you stressed out, tense, and irritable?
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
It might be that old-fashioned flat mattress you sleep on, but wait. Don't spend hundreds of dollars on another one.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
You've seen on TV how the Craftmatic adjustable bed can be raised or lowered to give your back, shoulders, and legs the exact support they really need. You've seen how it heats and massages with a push of a button.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
Did you know we give away a free bed every month? Would you like to get in on the next six giveaways? Just call 1-866-WINBEDS for contest rules and a free catalog. See for yourself how the amazing Craftmatic adjustable bed has helped over a million people.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
There's no obligation and nothing to buy. For six chances to win a free bed from Craftmatic, call now. 1-866-946-2337.
1-866-WIN-BEDS.
Cut one, Term Buster 60-second spot.
Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. Term Buster. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called Term Busters. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts, or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
That's how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford and Alice Sobo on his great Saturday morning, Steve.
Yes, and we are joined begin the program with Pamela Kane. Her book is Happy Sails, the Carefree Cruiser's Handbook. And she joins us this morning as we get through the winter months. And a lot of people are thinking about cruises. And people are even booking cruises far, far ahead of time for various destinations, Alaska, Europe. How many cruises have you personally been on, Pam?
Personally, I think about 40.
Around 40 cruises. What was your very, very first cruise, and do you remember much about it?
My very first cruise was on Meridian out of New York, going to Bermuda. And I kicked and screamed and cried and refused and didn't want to go and ended up going.
That sounds like Stephen every morning on Travel World.
I'm sorry?
That sounds like Stephen every morning on Travel World.
Well, it was part of my husband's job, and I pictured all these old people doing old people things. And
just like Stephen.
Well, maybe Stephen and I should trade jobs.
And what was it really like? That was your impression before getting on board. What did it turn out to be like?
What I very much liked about it, I loved the food and the service. It's very hard not to like on that particular line. The privacy when you wanted it, the up-to-speed, happy life when you wanted it, very individual.
Now, somebody is contemplating perhaps their first cruise, and they have those type of preconceived ideas like you had many years ago. How do you go? Your book sort of takes them right through the whole cruise process and puts them sort of at ease so they know what to expect.
Yes. And that's really also their travel agent's job. A good travel agent is worth its weight, his or her weight in books.
Well, this is one thing for sure, travel agents. We're big on that kind of thing because oftentimes you're going to have people who figure, well, let's book our travel on the internet, and you know they don't know the first thing about the systems and the procedures that they're getting into. Travel agent knows that. That's their business to know that, and that's the very reason why people like Stephen earn their money doing the travel, you know, doing the brokering of the whole thing, because they'll be able to tell you best routing, what to expect, and so on.
Even just offer some very valid advice that the individual traveler may not even think about.
Well, that's true. There are so many of those, oh my gosh, if I'd only thought to remember things in retrospect, they're so obvious. And going forward, the first couple of times, you don't think of them.
Well, one of those things you talk about, like the manners, how to behave on board a ship, and people, you know, there's sort of a different kind of protocol aboard. If you sort of know how people are expected to act, and you're going to fit right in rather than look like the social outcast.
Well, remember good manners, the ones that your mother taught you?
I forgot them rather soon.
Well, take a refresher course, because that will generally do it. You're just polite. It's not as though you're dining with the Queen of England.
So you don't grab the entire bottle of Tahiti treat when your guests are sitting in front of you and
slug it down. Yeah. And
I thought he was going to talk about grabbing something else, but...
Well, you know, all the mashed potatoes and it turns out to be horseradish.
That's right, Willem.
Well, some people like garlic mashed potatoes.
We were on a trip once and Willem thought, oh, yummy, look at these mashed potatoes. I can't wait to dig in. And he took this huge forkful and guess what? It was horseradish. And Willem's a spice wimp.
Yuck.
Just the thought of it this early in the morning, thinking the horseradish.
Oh, don't worry. Stephen also stood by and watched me do that in Reno, Nevada.
I don't know. With some scrambled eggs, it could be pretty good.
Well, a forkful of horseradish? No, I don't know.
A forkful might be a little intense.
In one bite.
But, you know, it's simple. Good manners are good manners. And you follow the rules and... You are not offensive, and everybody gets along just fine.
Well, Steve, that rules us out.
Yeah, we have to stay home.
I guess I'll go on the cruise, guys.
Yeah, send you on a boat. That'd be fine. Yeah. Yeah.
One-way ticket, right, Willem?
Yeah.
No. It's not a boat.
The food really stands out. Yep. The whole food experience, you can be eating from, you know, 1 minute past midnight till 11:59 p.m., really, those continuous 24 hours, you'll find something to eat.
That's true. There's always something to eat, and I think that's one of the reasons that people tend to gain weight, is they're not accustomed to eating 24/7.
Well, Stephen is.
And I can't remember the last time that I had a slice of roast beef with horseradish.
You know, every time you think, every time you see horseradish now, you'll think about Willem, right?
I know. I'm going to put it in the back of my refrigerator with a little label facing backwards, and then I won't be able to find it for Bloody Mary.
Yes, but it comes from a long tradition of mistaking foods, because back around, I would say the end of the 70s, they would package vanilla extract in the same kind of a bottle that they used for soy sauce. So one evening my sister was cooking us rice, and you know what we had for supper.
McDonald's.
Can you tell us a bit more about different types of cruises? I mean, there's so many. There's a variety to choose from, different areas, different locales, different needs for different travelers.
Well, there are, most people start out cruising either Bermuda or the Caribbean.
Okay.
And primarily the Caribbean. It's reliably warm.
Yes.
It's very, very tourist-friendly. So that's generally where people start.
Okay.
And they've had enough of that. Then they'll do Alaska, which is, I would put anyone on Alaska as their first cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they start to get a little more adventurous, if that's what they want. Some people just want the cruise experience itself. They're not interested in the ports at all. They just want to get on and gamble and eat and go to the beach.
Okay. What about these more adventurous cruises?
Well, I happen to be in favor of those.
Oh, yes?
Some people just don't like them. They don't like to be outside their own comfort zone. They don't like to be in countries where they don't speak English, or at least pretend to. A lot of people don't like very lengthy flights to get to a destination. We cruise the Pacific Rim, and if you can imagine flying nonstop from Tokyo to Kennedy.
Oh my, that's a long, long
That's a
haul.
Long time.
That sounds like my kind of cruise.
No, your kind of cruise is up in the Faroe Islands.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, coming down from Iceland to the Faroe Islands.
Yeah, the very same tour that Stephen's uncle...
Oh, did during the Second World War. It said it was the most godforsaken place and never to go back to. Yes.
That's where I want to go.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a good thing she does. Let's send her.
Yeah.
Well,
here we go.
For something like that, you might be able to find a barge cruise.
Uh-huh.
Which would be flat-bottomed, obviously.
Uh-huh.
If it's a barge. But there are some specialty marketers who do trips like that, and you are very likely to find people with a lot of common interests if you do those, the more adventuresome.
Yeah, you'd probably have to have like much more of an open mind than just say a Caribbean cruise and be willing to accept in the unknown and take it in your stride and do whatever you want to do.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're speaking this morning with Pam Kane, Happy Sails, the Carefree Cruisers Handbook. When we continue on Travel World, more cruising tips, more cruising suggestions and ideas with Pam Kane, the book again, Happy Sails, the Carefree Cruisers Handbook, available on Amazon. We'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Right here on the CAB Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
You guys say.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my
Sound
gosh.
Check,
let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, twice as nice. My mom loves that.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They have the cutest things, too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior. For back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Cut one, Termbuster, 60-second spot.
Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. Termbuster.
I can't read this script anymore.
There's a script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called TermBusters. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Country Gal Beauty Salon in Hatton reminds us, many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Hatton, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people, really working for you.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up, so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company now. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. For affordable health insurance for yourself and your small business, call Mega. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. Not available in all states.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Now, what else would we use, Steve?
Pull them back at the music library.
Not the ratings library.
No, that's another playback.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back as Stephen Pickford, Alice Sobel in studio today discussing cruising with Pam Kane, author of the book Happy Sails. Happy sails to you till we meet again.
Yes.
The Carefree Cruisers Handbook, of course.
A great way to get together with a family travel experience because a cruise has something really for everyone, Pam.
Yes, but if you can imagine a Thanksgiving dinner that goes on for a week.
Yeah, right.
You might want to think a couple of times. It can be a terrific experience, or everyone could end up being written out of everyone else's will.
Yeah, well, that would be my family, actually, but... No, Thanksgiving night and enjoying all the feasts and the fun on board a cruise ship ought to be something really special. Now, when you're doing your average Caribbean cruise, say a 7-day or a 5-day cruise, how much time do you have between ports? In other words, for how long does it actually sail between ports of call?
Generally, the first night out is going to be at sea, and the last night out is going to be at sea, because that's the running night to get you from your port to... from your point of departure to your first port.
Okay.
And now, after that, they pretty much hit an island a day.
So that means they're actually at sea at night, but they dock at an island, so every day you're really on an island.
Yes.
And how much time do you usually have when you get to disembark?
It depends, and That's important because you want to go far inland to see something. You better make sure you have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, they try to let them escape around 8:30, something like that, and have them back by dinner time, which is 5:30, 6 o'clock.
So you basically have a pretty decent full day to do whatever you'd like.
Yes, or nothing, which is also an option.
Yeah, well, one of the things they have on board many of these ships, they've got your full complement of types of games. I mean, they've got the casino room, the dance studios, and all that, but they also have swimming pools, shuffleboard, and the rest of it on board ship, I would imagine.
Well, casinos, shows, whatever, cannot be in operation in port due to local regulations.
No, that's right. It's when they're actually at sail.
They have to be at sea before those things can swing into operation.
Now, when you're, say you do your port of call, you arrive at 8 in the morning, you have to be back at 5 p.m. At that point, does it actually cast off at 6, 5, or what time?
Whatever time it says it's going to cast off, it casts off. And if you miss it, you get to meet a really nice guy with a really fast boat. Or you get to fly to your next port of call or something. They won't wait for you.
How often has that happened?
I've seen it happen twice, both times at Bermuda.
Oh, yes.
And they had a guy with a fast boat, and here were the people climbing up the Jacob's Ladder to get aboard.
Well, I think that would be frightening enough that I would stay at the destination thinking that, you know, that very flimsy ladder on the side.
Yeah, no wonder they made up hymns about it. It's a pretty scary experience.
More like prayers.
But yeah. There was one departure from Miami or Fort Lauderdale, I forget. And a lot of people must have had cell phones because they were calling the cruise line, and they held the ship.
Oh, wow.
Because about 100 people were going to be late.
And those 100 people couldn't fit into a boat or climb up the ladder all at once.
No. Well, they couldn't get from where they were because they were caught in a traffic jam.
Well, they were going to actually take one of these 727s and fly it real slow and do the old D.B. Cooper embarkation.
Well, now that's a method. Or you could use the Coast Guard method where you climb into this cave.
I'd be interested also to hear more about these Pacific cruises you started to touch on in the last segment.
Or what?
The Pacific cruises.
Pacific,
that to which?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, I guess I misunderstood your question.
Cruises in the Pacific.
Oh, in the Pacific.
Yes.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place. For those of y'all who are further west, it's not quite the trot that it is for those of us on the East Coast. Hawaii is wonderful. Fiji, Valley's kind of politically not happening right now.
No
Fiji's
kidding.
Always been a dream destination of mine.
Where?
Fiji.
I've always dreamt
about going there.
In my powder room, I have some soap from Fiji.
Oh, boy. Now, do you have any cruises that you know that actually touch on the pretty well all the islands, like the Society Islands and French Polynesia, Fiji, that kind of thing?
That's where you're going to have to get in touch with your travel agent, because cruises like that tend not to be circular. They tend to go from here to there and then from there on to somewhere else. So a lot of it will depend upon your schedule and where the ship is going.
Many of those cruises in the South Pacific tend to be, as just mentioned, point A to point B operations. They're redeployment of ships. They may, at one time of the year, do a circular rotation from Hong Kong and Singapore and that area, and then at another time of the year they'll have to redeploy them to Alaska, and of course en route they will do maybe Australia to Fiji, Tahiti, Hawaii, but these mm-hmm. will be one time of the year. They might go Hawaii, circle the islands, and then into Vancouver, for example. Royal Caribbean has one ship that is doing that in the month of May, around 10 days. Some years Princess has done it, Holland America has done it, but they'll be maybe once or twice a year as they're trying to get equipment from one part of the world to another.
Yeah, and, well, one of the nice ones is the Pac Rim to Australia. That's a nice cruise.
Which particular cities? Where does it come from exactly? Is it a Hong Kong-based cruise? Or?
We flew into, flew into Singapore.
Okay.
And Vietnam, left Hong Kong, and then came back around and ended up in New Zealand.
Wow. Now, one of the other things that I never knew going on board these ships, does it have laundry facilities and stuff? What exactly should you pack on, say, a seven-day cruise?
Well, they have laundry facilities, but I don't go on vacation to do laundry.
No, not necessarily so, but they might have a laundry service or something at a reasonable
price. They almost all have laundry services.
But is it like a hotel kind of rip-off laundry service, or is
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Well, just like the phones, I mean, because, you know, they say with your Tilly, pack your Tilly, and you can take two of them and cruise around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other thing. Well, then again, I know some people who wash them in the sink, so that's another way of doing it.
Well,
just curious.
Can't, 7 days, if anybody doesn't have 7 days' worth of underwear, they need it.
Well, yeah, true. Well, unless they're Tilly, but anyway.
But
unless they don't wear any.
That's true, Steve.
Yes. Yes, I didn't bother to check whether you wore any. Yes.
That's always the possibility, is just not to wear any. The big thing is sweat socks.
Sweat socks?
Sweat socks.
How so?
Well, you don't want to wear them twice, and they take forever to dry out, even if you wash them by hand. And I think they charge about $2 to wash them.
You're better off just buying some then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, just take more.
Yeah, take bags of socks and so on. Now, do you find that you pick up a lot of souvenirs on board ship, or when you're at your port of call? Should you be bringing an extra bag with you to take the souvenirs home? Exactly, what would you recommend?
Well, it depends on... basically, you're limited to the amount of baggage that you can carry now. Sometimes the smartest thing is to ship it home.
Okay, so they would have the facilities for doing that, whether it be FedEx or Puro or what have you.
UPS, whatever.
Ah, yes, yeah. Well, they say UPS stands for Use Pure Later, silly. But
yes, they couldn't find the address in Atlanta that was, you know, right down the street from where their main depot was, yes. Same address for the radio group that was right on their website, yeah. Yes. And there was a phone number on the waybill, and hey... couldn't pick up the phone to verify the address. So.
But we digress.
Oh, yes.
We bought a thing in Cozumel years ago. We referred to it as the Ninja Throwing Star.
Oh, you bought a Ninja Throwing Star?
Yeah, it's copper and brass, and it's a sun and moon, and it has points, and it's just beautiful.
That was,
they couldn't think of any way to package it safely to bring it back.
I use peanuts. Everybody ships things in peanuts.
Even the elephants?
Not when the airport is Cozumel, you don't.
Oh, true, true.
And fortunately, we had a pilot who was deadheading. I think his head was dead.
Yes.
And he made arrangements for this to fly home in the jump seat.
Oh. So naturally, you took your Ninja Star in the flight deck.
The Ninja Star would not be getting on an airplane these days.
Okay.
The book again is Happy Sails, The Carefree Cruiser's Handbook by Pam Kane, available from Amazon with tips on for the first-time cruiser to the veteran cruiser, how to make life simple and easier and get you the whole experience before you board the cruise. Pam Kane, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Well, my pleasure. It's always nice to come to Canada.
Talk to you soon.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
The hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio.
Travel World Radio.
Hi, this is Charlie Proffitt, the general manager of the Axe. This is what people are saying about our new morning show.
Well, hey, listen, you know, he's got me hooked on you. I've been listening to you every morning. I used to listen to Imus, but now I listen to Tom Morgan.
Well, I just got in the car. That's why I just had the chance to tune in. But, Tom, I love your show, man. 7 to 9, Tom Morgan in the morning.
That's what people are saying. So if you haven't had a chance to listen, check us out. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m., it's Tom Morgan in the morning on WXCT.
Exact Radio, 990 The X.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon reminds us, many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
Regency House of Wallingford reminds you, care for the elderly should be a prime concern for civilized society. We owe today's successes in large part to those people who brought our generation into the world. Let's remember an elderly person in the community. A visit or a call can make all the difference. This message from Regency House of Wallingford, a member of the National Healthcare Associates Network. Make not only the right choice, but the smart choice. For all your long or short-term rehabilitation needs, call 265-1661.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Log on to SouthingtonChats.com, a local chat room for Southington residents to meet one another, discuss hot topics, and find out what's happening in the community. Brought to you by Exact Radio 990 The X.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem back is Stephen Pickford in studio with Alice Sobel discussing one of our favorite destinations, Vancouver. And it's actually quite great that we have Stephen Darling online with us from the Westin Grand, because this conjures up memories of our terrific stay when we were with them in 2002 from our Via Rail journey.
And what a heavenly stay it was.
Good morning and welcome to Travel World, Stephen.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us. Now, you're out in Vancouver, general manager of the West End Grand, and lots of things happening out in Vancouver. Really getting into the news. One of the popular destinations that always rates number one. The recent survey, Travel Weekly magazine, favorite destination in Canada. A lot of great things going on in Vancouver.
It is, absolutely. And as you know, since we last spoke, Vancouver was selected the winner for the Winter 2010 Olympics. So over the next 5 years, we're going to see some amazing things happen in and around British Columbia.
You're going to see some amazing things going on up at Whistler, that's for sure. So you're going to be putting things together for the for those Olympics. And already you had Expo in 86 with all that that left for Vancouver, in addition to the terrific things that... Your particular hotel, Westin Grand, is actually shaped, if you look at it from above, like a grand piano, which I thought was really something special when we saw it.
One of the objectives of doing that was to give all of the rooms more window space and give a brighter, lighter feeling when you're in the rooms.
I've got to say, personally, just staying there and being able to look outside and see the full view of downtown Vancouver, it was really special. It was wonderful because, as you did mention, you've got so much more window space than normal.
And we all know that Vancouver on the coast with the mountains and the ocean around us is magical to begin with. But when you see more of the community around you, you feel much more connected. And it's a vibrant, exciting place to be.
And you just step outside the door at the Westin Grand, and you're really right in the heart of everything on Robson Street. Somebody comes to Vancouver over the next few months, what are some of your suggestions that they really have to take in and participate with?
Well, we're in the springtime at the moment, and of course Stanley Park in the springtime is magical. Much earlier springtime than in eastern Canada and the U.S.
It's snowing here right now.
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day here this morning, and in my gardens, the snowdrops are beginning to flower, and by end of February, early March, we have the Japanese plums all going into bloom.
Oh my gosh.
And basically have a fiesta of flowers blooming from early March right through until June and then on in the summer.
And we have a fiesta of wet mush.
Yes, that's why everybody should come to visit in Vancouver.
That was our summer.
We're the Florida of Canada.
The Florida of Canada. This is why people from Montreal are very jealous of people from Vancouver, because you have such terrific conditions all year round. I mean, a Vancouver winter is when it gets just near the freezing point, not quite there.
Well, I still remember when we were there, it was, you didn't even need a real coat. It was just a spring jacket, and you could walk around with it open, and we were there in November.
It's a lovely climate. It's, in my opinion, not the nicest in Canada.
I've got to agree with you on that.
I would say so, because in addition to that, we spent our time in the West when we were out at the... Stephen and I were one October back in 1989. We were standing by the sea, well, the Vancouver Harbor, and we were taking a look at the mountains in the background, and of course, you can walk all over that particular downtown core with absolutely no difficulty, and there's just so much to do.
That's what visitors to Vancouver love most about Vancouver, is it's a very walkable downtown location, and it takes approximately an hour to walk around the perimeter of Stanley Park, and our seawall now connects False Creek in Yale Town right around along the beaches and into Stanley Park, so lovely environment to be in.
Well, the last time I was there, there was also these little water taxis over to Granville Island. It was a whole vibrant outdoor experience. People out right from morning till night, cafes, restaurants, market experience, getting really into the downtown life experience.
The whole concept of Yale Town and Robson Street, where we are, is that it should be a very pedestrian-oriented environment as opposed to the typical malls that people in colder climates have to go to, whereas we have an outdoor-oriented society and environment.
You walk right down from end to end of Robson Street, from BC Place Stadium down at one end, and then you're down to the down to Stanley Park at the other, and again, maybe 45 minutes to an hour to get from end to end, window shopping.
There's so much to see. I mean, your senses are just so alive because there's so many things to look at. And
well, I know that we took a taxi because of our luggage, but you can actually walk to one of my favorite places. There is the Pacific Central Station, which is the western terminus of Via Rail Canada. Of course, they do go a little bit further because you can actually go to Victoria, BC on Via Rail, but the actual train run, the Canadian, which is the Transcontinental, it stops at that particular station. It is just majestic inside, and we have pictures on our website of that.
That's right, and they're not postcards, Willem.
Yeah, well, I noticed that whole postcard publicity show. This is the same person, of course, who in St. John's, where he took a picture of that great big...
And my picture was better than the postcard you bought.
It was exactly the same.
No, it wasn't. It was better.
Anyway, having said that, though, the Westin Grand Hotel, also for those who are high-tech travelers, has internet hotspots for wireless devices.
We're on the Fatport wireless network now, and we've had that in our public areas and restaurant and even on the pool deck for the last few years, and our visitors absolutely love it. It's one of the most expected things now for business travelers.
The pool deck. I love the sound of that, and especially in Vancouver. Can you please describe the pool deck?
Well, today the tulips are coming up on the, on the pool deck. And because the pool's outdoors but heated, by about 9:30, 10 in the morning, we'll have a whole lot of families and kids out there, and it's parents' way of getting the kids to calm down. We do have the Weston Kids Club at the Weston Grand, which is a popular program throughout Weston worldwide, and it gives mom and dad a little bit of a relief. In resort hotels, they have very active programs. In city hotels, we provide the parents with a list of things to do to get their kids to wind down a little bit, but we're pretty close to Science World and all sorts of things to do, such as the Museum of Anthropology and the Maritime Museum, which are really good kid outings on weekends.
Well, I really enjoy the Vancouver Museum, the Maritime Museum, as you mentioned. Excellent exhibits, and really can spend 2, 3, 4 hours just exploring, and really kid-friendly. There are a number of exhibits that really get the kids' hands-on experience there, and they just really enjoy it. There are a number of kids running around and having a good time, and the parents were happy too. So,
And Willem, I must tell you about a very exciting new attraction that will be opening in Vancouver at the end of May.
The Garden of Eden.
No, no, not quite that. It's called Storium.
Oh,
which
yes.
will be probably one of the most innovative new attractions in North America. And as the name implies, it's telling a story about the history in a quasi-museum-like environment. And it's going to be incredibly exciting, interactive, a combination of live actors and actresses
really?
With video backgrounds and very high-tech environment to create the mood and the moment of when Vancouver was founded.
Would that be kind of also live actors, like interpreters? You
Absolutely.
Talk to them?
No, they're to be dressed and acting in a very interactive environment. We have recreated a street scene from Gastown when Vancouver was first founded, and that was about 1867.
Gastown, Ella, that is not my house after a dinner. But, that, of course, Gastown, you touched on that, which, of course, should be much more well-known. It's one of the more well-known attractions of Vancouver, and it's kind of harkens back to the days when people were heating with gas before the days electricity took over and things, and it's kind of an
gassy jack.
1800s
steam
feel.
Clock, yeah.
No,
it's a nice area of buildings from the 1870s, 80s, 90s, Victorian-era construction. Again, restaurants and shops and easy walking distance, maybe a 10-minute walk from the West End Grand. It's part of that whole downtown lifetime experience.
I should mention, William, that since you were here last, the Heavenly Bed program has turned 4 years old.
Oh, yes.
And since Heavenly Beds were rolled out, we've since rolled out everything from Heavenly Bath to Heavenly Dog Bed to Heavenly Crib. And all these components are all part of Weston's quest to be a modern luxury upscale brand. And we're getting great feedback on it.
I know for a fact those beds are absolutely comfortable. They're just incredible.
Well, we got to come back and experience that, though.
Those beds are just
they're heavenly.
Down. Oh, yes, you just lie they're down, heavenly. And boy, seconds later, you're asleep, and you don't want to get up. We're talking this morning to Stephen Darling, General Manager of the West End Grand Vancouver, about his hotel and about Vancouver. The number to call the West End Grand, 1-888-680-9393, on the internet at www.westendgrandvancouver.com. When we return on Travel World, more about Vancouver and the West End Grand Hotel with Stephen Darling. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Stephen.
Stay listening.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive. reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5199. 800-814-5199. 800-814-5199.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source. Psychic Source. We're here right now. 888-913-9089. 888-913-9089. For entertainment purposes only.
Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for benefits? I know I have. I went into business for myself and received a rude awakening. It's not an easy task to find affordable benefits. After endless searching and comparisons, I found the National Association for the Self-Employed. They actually specialize in benefits for the self-employed. Not only did I find that they have health benefits, I discovered that they offer endless discounts on business and personal benefits too. They helped me organize my home office and provided answers to all the questions I had on how to get started with my new business. I can't keep this association all to myself. You need to call them. They want to see you succeed in all aspects of your business, professional and personal life. Speak to NACE at 800-468-9449. Just in case you didn't catch the number, here it comes again. 800-468-9449. The description and availability of this offering may vary by state. That number again is 800-468-9449. Call now. 800-468-9449.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780. 2780.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
You get hypnotized every time you get to Vancouver. This is Willem Back. It's Stephen Pickford, Ellis Hobel in studio. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. We have online special guest Stephen Darling, general manager of the Westin Grand in Vancouver, beautiful Vancouver. And Stephen, I'd like to get a little bit more into the details of what constitutes the Heavenly Bed, because we really can't overstress that.
The Heavenly Bed is perhaps of an innovation in the hotel industry, in that not only is it a pillow top mattress with 900 individual coils, but the people at Westin did a lot of research into what type of sheets people wanted, what weight of eiderdown or comforter they wanted, what type of pillows, and so each bed actually features five different pillows so that people can choose from what they want. They have a choice of whether they want to lift off the top duvet and just use the blanket, or whether they want to have a combination thereof. So lots of flexibility, because everybody has different sleep habits.
It's all the different kinds of sheets, but it's the care that went into them. I mean, there's the percale, there's the high thread count of the sheets. There's a particular feel to it as you get in, and all these things contribute to what constitutes the heavenly bed.
And very much meant to project the feeling of modern luxury.
And I have to admit, you do have a heavenly sleep when you're in that heavenly bed.
We've had corporate travelers who stay with us and say, Stephen, I'm really upset with you because I now have to set my alarm clock 10 minutes, 15 minutes earlier every morning because it takes me longer to get out of bed. I've had such a good night's sleep.
And you just enjoy the feeling of being in that bed. I mean, it's truly luxurious comfort.
Of course, getting up from that nightly sleep and you're so refreshed, the heavenly bath experience just makes getting up a little nicer.
The main feature of the heavenly bath experience is the dual-headed shower. And Weston went out into the marketplace and did a lot of research and found that a great night's sleep, an excellent shower in the morning is what would make people have an enjoyable experience in our hotels. So we feature the heavenly bath program with everything from spa-style amenities to oversized Turkish towels, oversized terry robe, and people feel very luxurious and spa-like even for a moment in the morning.
One of the interesting things about that, the whole heavenly program as well, is you can buy these products and take them home with you.
Hillary Clinton decided to dial 1-800 and order a heavenly bed, so it must be very good.
Well, definitely. Now, you have not just the Heavenly Bath, you also have a few other products in the Heavenly line.
Over the last 2 years, we've added the Heavenly Crib, mm-hmm. recognizing that parents traveling with children, it can be stressful. The Heavenly Crib is a program that is very safe and secure, and parents know that the crib will be in the room before they arrive so that they can put the child or baby right into the crib and deal with the things that are necessary when they arrive.
You mentioned dog bed as well?
Absolutely. A lot of people like to travel with their pets, and not all hotels are well equipped or prepared to handle visiting dogs and cats. So we came up with the Heavenly Dog Bed program, and we have everything from dog biscuits to little bags to go out into the streets when the dogs go out.
Sure. Now, which Westin properties, how would you tell which ones you could actually bring your pet to if I wanted to travel with my dog?
Virtually all Westins in North America, with minor exceptions, now accept dogs in our hotels and cats as well. One of the most important things is that the arrangements are made with housekeeping on arrival so that there's no concern on the part of the owners or on the part of the staff when the room attendants go in to do the cleaning.
Yeah, you don't want to just walk in and suddenly find a couple of fairy-friendly pit bulls.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, one thing that really needs to be mentioned again, the Westin Grand is an all-suite property, so plenty of room to spread out, for everything from studios to one-bedroom suites with the panoramic views we mentioned earlier and balconies, convenience kitchen. Hey, lots of room for the family and for the business travel.
I don't know if you've heard the newest rollout from Westin, but it's called the Westin Workout, powered by Reebok, and Westin hotels throughout North America are rolling those out across the country this year.
Can you describe the features of that particular program?
Westin worked with some of the experts in the fitness industry and came up with the most current types of equipment, the machines that people like to use, some of the aerobic equipment as well as some of the exercise activities. Reebok worked very actively with Westin to come up with various routines which are displayed on the walls in the fitness centers across the country so that people can, when they're on the road, go to the fitness center, open 24 hours a day in most hotels, and keep up with their routine in an environment that's contemporary and really modern.
So that's actually pretty interesting, because then at your own pace you could follow the directions and have yourself a workout, but that was guided or put together by fitness experts.
And if you happen to come across a routine or a piece of equipment that you haven't used before and want to continue using it, it's a good reason to continue to stay at Westin's as you move across the country on vacation or on business.
And one of the elements we're talking about business as well is the guest office, so somebody doesn't have to schlep all their equipment along with them or start looking for stores to buy particular supplies. They have a fully equipped room that one can reserve in advance and have that right in their guest room.
We recognize that when people are traveling on business, they need to be as productive as possible, and having a fax or a printer at their fingertips and an office-type chair and desk setup makes it a whole lot easier when they're away from their own office.
Now, you can have this in your own room? You can order the printers and things?
No, they're actually in specific types of rooms called Westin guest offices,
okay,
which most Westins have, and they give an opportunity for you to simply plug in your laptop to a fax printer combo and print away.
Now, do these guest offices, do they have the wireless facility? Or
they have wired in the guest offices, whereas wireless is available in all the meeting rooms of the hotel, public areas, restaurant, and the pool deck.
Now, the wired connection for the internet, is it a high-speed connection in all Westins, or varies from hotel to hotel?
In our hotel, it's wired and it's extremely high speed. All Westins throughout North America have wired internet in their hotels, although not necessarily in all of their guest rooms yet. By the end of this year, all hotels will have wired high speed, and by the end of 2005, we will all have wireless high speed within the guest rooms environment as well.
So that's actually important to the business traveler. They can take their laptops and they know that they'll be able to interact.
And it's amazing at breakfast time in the morning how many people are sitting at their breakfast table with their laptops and working on their wireless connection.
And for the business traveler who wants to sort of extend his or her stay onto the weekend, the Westin Grand puts together a few packages based on seasonal activities and events that gets people out and out and about and seeing what's going on in the city of Vancouver.
We have a couple of really neat packages, a spa package, which we do in conjunction with SCOA Spa, where they have a facialicious spa component. We also do a girls' night out package for two or four women that want to go away and get away from the family or get away from the city that they come from.
I'm listening.
The girls' night out.
Yeah.
And it's lots of fun.
We can have the Ella's night out and send her on a wild goose chase looking for that elusive Italian restaurant on Canby Road, which is really on Robson. Yeah.
Memories of past trips.
Memories of past trips, yes.
The whole Robson Street environment has over 100 restaurants in and around Robson Street downtown, all within walking distance.
So, yeah, so they can tell us to find. You say, meet me at the karaoke bar on Robson.
Yes, one of 10.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what makes it a great location, because no matter what, you know, you can just wander out and find something no matter what cuisine you're interested in, whatever activity you're interested in. It's the great location there on Robson Street.
Vancouver's known for outstanding restaurants of all different shapes and sizes and ethnic origins, so lots of choices.
Great seafood, the Pacific Northwest cuisine style. Haven't had a bad meal in Vancouver. It's one of those great dining cities, and the best place to stay in Vancouver, of course, the Westin Grand Vancouver, all suites downtown on Robson Street, 1-888-680-9393, www.westingrandvancouver.com. Stephen Darling, the general manager of the Westin Grand Vancouver, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. And another week has gone by, Steve.
Yes, and next week from the West Coast and the Pacific Coast today. Hey, next week we're talking about St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, the East Coast of Canada, with representatives of the Newfoundland Tourism Ministry and other assorted guests, with Sandra Phillips, one of our correspondents, who will be in St. John's, Newfoundland for the annual convention of the Travel Media Association.
So, from coast to coast, sea to shining sea, this is the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling, everybody. Join us again.
Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.